Welcome back. Great to have your company wherever you might be listening. We've talked to a lot of AFL. Let's talk a little bit of NBL. Andrew Bogut has had his say today. Damian Martin has been a superstar of the NBL over a long period of time. He and Jesse Wagstaff now the only NBL players in NBL history to have played in six championships with the one NBL club. Damian Martin, Perth Wildcats veteran, joins me for a little chat on his way to RAC Arena, I think. Welcome to you, Damien. Firstly, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Yeah, you're indeed correct. I'm actually sitting in the back seat of an Uber alongside Jesse Wagstaff, and we're heading into RAC Arena to cut down the nets that have still been up in preparation of what would have been a game day had we gone to game four. So we'll cut down the nets as a team and then jump on board a boat, and you know, it'll be our last day together as a playing group before everyone kind of goes their separate ways and deals with, you know, this craziness that's going on.
That's a great story. So you got to put that on the internet for Wildcats fans to watch you live cut down the net, or you just got to keep that in-house?
I'm not to say it'll be kept in-house, but I dare say there'll be media there filming it. So, yeah, it was a unique situation having, you know, the Wildcats. Obviously, you want to win a championship at home in front of the Red Army, and this was their closest way to being able to celebrate it with the Red Army by filming our reactions yesterday. But it was a little uncomfortable, and that's the guy, he didn't care. He was sheer jubilation the second he heard Perth Wildcats and got after it.
So the situation that Andrew Bogut has explained today is that you guys were told if the series was ended in the middle of the five-game best-of-five series, that there would either be no winner or joint winners. Was there any deal that you know of that was struck? I know that there was an offer to just play a best-of-three series at the start of it, which I'm told that both teams knocked back. Was that what was the understanding you had with the NBL?
Yeah, to be honest, because I didn't foresee it being cancelled, like I did get told about the best-of-three. I don't actually know what the club's stance on it was. Mine was pro making it a best-of-three, and I verbalised that. Just so we didn't take any risk of it potentially being cancelled. So I don't actually know what the Wildcats' response was to that. And then after our game in Sydney for Game 3, there was the possibility of bringing forward Game 4 to Wednesday opposed to, you know, what it would have been tonight. And again, I was probably bringing the game forward to Wednesday, but I'm not sure what happened there. So I don't know if there was ever an agreement. I got told and was of the belief that if any player was diagnosed with coronavirus, that the series was going to be scrapped and there'd be no winner. But I don't know if that was a handshake agreement, if that was across the board for any reason the series was cancelled. But I was of the belief that if coronavirus was diagnosed to any player, then that's what was going to happen. But, you know, I'm going back a week and obviously everything was changing on a day-to-day basis.
So if Game 4 was in Sydney, you guys would have been prepared to travel. And if it went to Game 5, you would have been prepared to travel, even though, you know, travelling on domestic flights would have been the only option for you. You would have been happy to go there. It would have been this Sunday, or it might have been brought forward to Wednesday, Friday, so it might actually have been tonight, Game 5. You would have been happy to travel. You wouldn't have had imports having to go home. Bryce hasn't had to go home.
No, so we got together as a playing group on the Tuesday, and we spoke about if it was to go to a Game 5, would we be willing to jump on a plane on the, you know, on the Saturday and, you know, to play for a Sunday game. And we did decide, like, even though, you know, players had concerns, the medical advice, now I have no idea what went on behind closed doors in Sydney or the advice they were given or the circumstances each player was in with their own family, whether it's in America or here. But the medical advice we were receiving was flying is considered a very low risk way of catching it. So between the advice we were given, you know, how close we were to winning a championship, still confident that our imports would be able to get home safely and back to their families who seem to be going through a lot worse than what Perth currently is experiencing. We've made the decision that if it goes to a Game 5, we were willing to travel, knowing full well that, you know, obviously this virus is getting worse and worse by the day, and we'd have to deal with that, you know, if we had to face the flight on a Saturday. But yeah, on Tuesday, we'd all agreed we would do it.
And I suppose it's tough if they've got an import or imports that have to go home, that have to leave the country, and they have to front up without their imports and you can front up with yours. That would make it difficult and it may be a lopsided contest, and I suppose that is an extraordinary circumstance. Well, we have had imports having to go home before.
Yeah, exactly. I dare say in the team environment they probably had a meeting and decided it's one in all in. So I don't think they would have wanted to continue on without their players, and that's kind of that players mentality, team mentality, that you know, we're going to back each other and all be on the same page with whatever decision we make. And they came out of that meeting and decided that, you know, it was in the best interest of, you know, the players, their families and everyone involved with the club to get home and take care of their loved ones. So, you know, I know some of the Kings players quite well. You know, I've lived with Bogut, Tickett, and nearly a 17-year-old at the Australian Institute of Sport, and with teammates of Lish and Lucas Walker over here in Perth. So I know how competitive they are. I know how much they love the game, love the idea of winning a championship. So for them to decide that this other stuff was more important and too dangerous, then it could not have been an easy decision. So I feel for the guys as well, because, you know, I know how much I love the game and the drive to win a trophy. And if I was put in that same situation where maybe they were told different things or they're under different circumstances, you know, it could not have been an easy decision walking out of that room collectively as a team with the one decision they're all going to hit through.
Andrew Bogut used the words pawns and afterthought. Did you feel like a pawn or an afterthought as players?
Look, I'm sure there's going to be more news that unfolds with how the decision came about. But as far as I was aware, once we got told that the Kings weren't playing, you know, there was a bit of unease, just not knowing, as the unknown that was, you know, tough to deal with. But obviously they had to make an important decision, had to weigh up a lot of different things. So I'm not privy to probably some of the information that either Bogues or the Kings ownership get. And our ownership group knows that I don't. I was really trying to kill time until that, you know, 1 p.m. press conference we've been told whether an answer had been made. So we got together as a playing group on the first day. I spent time with my family the second day, and then we got together again to, you know, be there together and hear the news.
Talking to Damian Martin, NBL superstar, Wildcats veteran, now a six-time championship winner. Does it feel, I know it feels different for you, no doubt, and playing in those two games in front of no crowd would have felt different for you, but it seemed as if the standard of the contests was still really good in those two no crowd games, and especially I suppose playing in front of just family and friends would have been unique. You seem to be inspired by it at times though.
Yeah, I think it actually probably took us a game to adjust to it. It was, you know, we still had the dancers and the music played, but then after a big play here at RSC Arena, you know, where normally guys would turn to the crowd and pump them up, it was just mum and dad saying good jobs. So it was very unique, but the intensity was there. And in particular for game three, I think both teams had adjusted to the atmosphere that was going to be created. And it was like junior basketball, where you go to a local comp with mum and dad and your siblings supporting you. And you just, you know, you're vying for a championship at the end of the day in front of loved ones. And what more could you ask for? So as much as we would have liked to have had, you know, 14,000 people be in Sydney and 14,000 in Perth, we did make the adjustments. And I thought the quality on court, as you said, You know, I'm biased, obviously, but I just thought Bryce was just in a world of his own. And then Nick Kay was spectacular in that game three. You look at their end, and Brad Newley was brilliant. Kevin Lish, you know, Bogut's game one and two. The quality on the court had that of any grand final I've been a part of, albeit in front of, you know, 50 people instead of 15,000.
And that's one of the reasons I think you should be just as proud as ever. I mean, it might have an asterisk next to it this season because it was shortened due to the circumstance, but you must feel proud with the way you went about it in these circumstances and showed the intestinal fortitude to get up and be 2-1 up.
Yeah, I genuinely believe that, you know, it's hard to qualify for the finals, and a lot of that has to do with skill, buy-in, team culture. Come the grand final series, a lot of it's above your shoulders. It's that being able to adapt to game plans in a short turnaround. It's being able to play through injuries, you know, perform on the biggest stage when the pressure's on. And, you know, I thought we were playing the right type of basketball at the right time of the year and would love to have been able to close out the series. But at the end of the day, to still be able to qualify in what's been, you know, possibly the highest quality of basketball, at least in the 12 years I've been involved, 13 years I've been involved, you know, I'm super proud to have made the grand final. And to be up 2-1, there's always going to be that what if. But, yeah, I'll always be proud of what we've done this year.
Damian Martin, Wildcats veteran. He's just walking in. He's got out of the Uber with Jesse Wagstaff. They're walking into RAC Arena to go and cut down the net and then celebrate as a team. So you'll see the cutting down of the net celebration on your news services tonight. One last one from me, Damien. Are we going to see you next season?
Oh, look, right now I can't even jump over a credit card, so I'm going to go see the doctors, see what they say about my Achilles, which has been an injury for most of the year. And at my age, if it requires surgery that's going to put me out for 12 months, then,
you know, it's a bit of a no-brainer. But if it's something I can deal with short-term, then I still love the game, would love to compete for another championship alongside these guys and for this club. So I would play on, but, yeah, some things may be out of my control, and I'll know within a week, I guess.
What about the bloke walking in next year? How's he looking? Is he going again?
Yeah, he's fit as a fiddle. So he won his sixth and said, I've got four more to go. So he's determined he's going to win the most ever. But he's one of our all-time greats. It kind of goes and wins the accolades without much acknowledgement. But as far as, you know, coming off the bench, playing your role, I thought Jesse had a brilliant year, helped win us some games with some clutch threes. And, yeah, no, he's still got a good few years left in him.
And a quick philosophical one. If Larry Kesselman doesn't write the check for this league to go ahead, if he doesn't make sure that you guys get paid, you don't have a league. It's all right for, you know, people to whack the NBL and they didn't do this right and they didn't do that right. But to be honest, I presume the players realise how, you know, important it is that Larry has his league run well and he does the best he can and you kind of support him in it. Otherwise, you don't get a check.
Mate, I was part of the West Sydney Razorbacks, so we changed our name to the Sydney Spirit, where we literally had an email from our owner a week before Christmas saying, not paying you guys anymore, I'm handing the license back to the league. And so I've seen the rock bottom of the league, and then Larry came in, took over, and the last 5 years, it's just going from pillar to pillar. And, you know, this year the attendances at homes, you know, were higher than ever across all nine teams. You know, we're bringing in a new team. You know, we've got Tasmania joining. You know, people are watching at home on their bums on TV. So, look, it's the best the league's been, as far as I'm concerned, in my 13 years in the NBL. And a lot of that has to do with Larry, his team, and the opportunity he's given us. So, considering I was working for the Wiggles in the off-season, thinking I may not have a basketball job, to now, you know, having 10 years in Perth, 11 years in Perth, playing out a lifelong dream, I'm forever grateful for what the board's done and how they saved the league and have promoted it to the level it's at now.
You would look good in a purple skivvy too, Damien, or as Captain Feathersword. Either of them would have been great.
my cousin's the Blue Wiggles, so it's a one thing to have in Perth is when they come here, I can get behind stage passes for my three-year-old daughter to enjoy. So it's the one benefit of being related to the Wiggles.
Great stuff. Captain Feathersword, captain of the Wildcats, Damien Martin, joining us. Go in there and cut down that net, Damien.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Damien Martin walking in after having a chat to us in the Uber, arriving at RAC Arena with Jesse Wagstaff. They are both six-time NBL championship winners. No one else has had six championships with one NBL club before until Jesse Wagstaff and Damien Martin became six-time winners, with the victory given to them by the NBL because they were 2-1 up in the best of five grand final series against the Sydney Kings. I think you've got to hear a little bit more about it. Obviously, you're going to see the pictures of the Wildcats cutting down the net and having a celebration today on your news services tonight. And you got to hear a lot of Andrew Bogut using those words like pawn and afterthoughts and his thoughts on the way the NBL handled it. But as I said, if Larry doesn't write the check out for this thing to happen, it doesn't happen, the NBL. So there's got to be an appreciative note as well from the players that the NBL has handled it as best they can. And they've done so well to get this league off the bones of its backside 6 years ago to what it is today. Take a little break. Great for Damien to have a chat to us. I'm really proud of the way that the NBL has handled the season myself, and really proud of the players. They are sensational the way they give their time, and Damien Martin among a whole heap of them that have joined us on this program over the course of the year. Thanks for your time as well, guys. If you're listening out there, I've appreciated it. We'll take a break. You at Dwayne's World.